Case Against Burns, Man to Be Dropped. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, 11th November, 1914, page 16, column 1. Solicitor does not believe he has sufficient evidence to convict Dan Lahan. The cases of Arthur Thurman, lawyer, and C.C. Tedder, one-time Burns employee, both charged with subornation of perjury in reference to the affidavit of the Reverend C.B. Ragsdale, made in the Frank case, were set for trial in the Superior Court for Wednesday, but during the day were postponed indefinitely. It is significant that the case against Dan S. Lahan, chief aide to William J. Burns, who was indicted with Thurman and Tedder in the same case, has not been placed on the calendar. While Solicitor Dorsey has made no statement, it is generally known that the indictment against Lahan will be null prost, the state's attorney having been convinced that it would be impossible to convict Lahan on the charge. Lahan is now said to be in New York, although he remained in Atlanta a number of months, waiting for a trial, and when he left, expressed himself as preferring a trial to the quashing of the indictment against him. The testimony of the Reverend Ragsdale on which the indictments were returned did not implicate Lahan as it did Thurman and Tedder. All three men were indicted on May 22nd following the repudiation by Ragsdale of an affidavit in which he claimed that he and R.L. Barber, one of the former members of his church, had heard a Negro identified by Barber as Jim Conley confess the murder of Mary Fagan, for which Leo Frank has been convicted. The preacher declared that he received $200 in the office of Thurman after he made the affidavit. Ragsdale has been indicted for perjury, but the case against him has not been set. Barber has been indicted on the same charge, but he has not been arrested. It is said, however, that the state has secured his testimony against Tedder and Thurman in an affidavit, although the statement cannot be verified.